Treasury, which says the policies needed to improve funding for state schools. And King Charles will return to public engagements later, hosting an investiture ceremony at Windsor Castle. Side effects from his cancer treatment prevented him from carrying out a visit last Friday. A look at the weather. A dry and sunny day for much of the UK, but it will turn quite breezy later. Highs of 16 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Dominic Ellis.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Hello, good morning. It's Alan Jones with you till 10. Hope you're well. For the next hour, it's music to lift the spirits. All taken from the top 300 classical tunes you voted into the Classic FM Hall of Fame. And I, for one, can't wait.
Classic FM.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Discover the miraculous Galapagos Islands.
Classic FM.
Thank you. Little slice of sunshine to start us off this Tuesday morning. That was Memories of the Alhambra by Tarega Alexandra Whittingham playing the guitar. And before it, Shostakovich's Jazz Suite No. 2. Waltz 2 from it, the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra at 9 minutes past nine. Welcome to the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour with me, Alec Jones. If you're not familiar, this is the part of the day where we play only the top tunes from your top 300 chart. Tchaikovsky on the way, and in honour of receiving his gong at Buckingham Palace later, we'll have one of Alan Titchmarsh's absolute favourites. First, we're off to Scotland with Bruch.
Thank you.
Joshua Bell there with the Academy of St Martin in the Fields. We heard the finale of Max Brooks' Scottish Fantasy. Did you know he'd never actually been to Scotland when he composed that? Truly faking it. Thanks for getting in touch. Morning to Sylvia in Bradford, who's taking the Hall of Fame hour with her on her run. And a special mention for Eleanor in Deeside, who's 100 today. Her daughter says she's the nicest April Fool you could meet. Lots of love from all who know her. Have a wonderful day, Eleanor. Well, in honour of our very own Alan Titchmarsh getting his CBE today, I thought we'd play one of his favourites on Classic FM, The Watermill.
This is Classic FM.
third movement of Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 5, the Simon Bolivar Youth Orchestra of Venezuela performing. And before it, it was the Watermill, Ronald Binge's music, the Ian Sutherland Concert Orchestra performing that one. And welcome to the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour with me, Alec Jones. On the way, we'll meet the youngest ever composer to enter the chart. But first, the man who transported us to the Wild West with just one bar of music, the man who gave us True Grit, The Magnificent Seven, and this, The Great Escape, it's Elmer Bernstein.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Gain new perspectives with their small ship cruises.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
I love that piece. It's called Everything is Beautiful, Tutto è Bellissimo. It's by Alberto Giurioli, and it was Alberto himself performing alongside Ensemble Viridis. Jeff Lawson directing the whole lot of them. And before it, the main title from The Great Escape, Elmer Bernstein's music, the Royal Scottish National Orchestra. And it was Alberto Giurioli, actually, who's the youngest living composer in the 2024 Classic FM Hall of Fame. But could that all change? We'll have to wait to find out as we count down the brand new chart over the Easter weekend. Dan Walker will be kicking it all off on Good Friday morning. I'll be with you over the weekend. And then 9 p.m. Easter Monday, we reveal your number one. It's always a fantastic listen. Come and join us for the 2025 Classic FM Hall of Fame countdown, starting Good Friday. How fabulous was that? René Fleming with the London Symphony Orchestra, George Schulte conducting Dvorak's Song to the Moon. Coming up to 9:45, lovely message from Matt in Worcester saying, thank you so much for playing Tutto è Bellissimo earlier by Alberto Giroli. I'm sitting in my kitchen with a tear in my eye. It's such a beautiful piece. So beautiful, in fact, that my amazing wife Becky and I chose it for her to walk down the aisle at our wedding last June. Thank you so much for playing it. Absolute pleasure. I'm glad it brought back many happy memories. Well, this next masterpiece had a break of 16 years before it was finished off by its composer. I'm talking of Mendelssohn's Midsummer Night's Dream. Some things are just worth the wait. Ivan Fischer conducting the Budapest Festival Orchestra. We heard the overture from Mendelssohn's A Midsummer Night's Dream. I'll see you back here 6:30 tomorrow morning. Xander is next on Classic FM.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour with HX Hurtigruten Expeditions.
Sail on hybrid-powered ships in Alaska.
Meet John.
Hello.
It's Friday night, and he's just dented his partner's new car. Now he's wondering if he can make a claim before she gets back home on Monday. Thankfully, John's got car insurance with Aviva. We're available for new claims around the clock, so John can sort this out right away. Telling your partner is up to you, though, John.
Darling?
Helping you put the pieces together to get you back on track. It takes Aviva. Get a quote today at aviva.co.uk.
This spring, transform your home in a flash with Hillary's. Get up to 40% off hundreds of made-to-measure styles. Plus, in our flash event, get an extra 10% off everything until the 17th of April, including an extra 10% off all blinds, curtains, shutters and awnings in our sale. And with Hillary's, measuring and fitting is always included. Book your appointment today. Visit hillarys.co.uk. But be quick. Extra 10% off everything ends the 17th of April. Conditions apply.
When it comes to retirement advice, the last thing you want is to be put in a bucket. Seen as this type of person, or that type of person. At Fisher Investments UK, we never put you in a bucket. We always tailor retirement advice that's just right for you. Fisher Investments UK, retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
Experience the incredible true story of Welsh icon Richard Burton.
Mr. Burton, I want to be an actor.
On his journey to become one of the greatest actors of all time.
This is the chance to establish yourself as a classical actor in the most prestigious theatre in the world.
Starring BAFTA winner Toby Jones, Leslie Manville and Harry Lawton.
Make something of yourself.
In cinemas April 4th. Find tickets at mrburtonfilm.co.uk.
Marking 80 years since victory in Europe, enjoy up to 50% off selected subscriptions at Find My Past. Find your relatives in the 1939 Register, a vast wartime document. Then delve deeper to discover them keeping calm and carrying on. Visit findmypast.co.uk/VEday and claim up to 50% off today. Your family history understood. Offer ends 21st of April. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Classic FM with the latest news. Next.
When it comes to the beautiful game, Barclays is here for it all. From packed stadiums, top of your lungs singing and last minute winners.
To muddy grassroots pitches, halftime oranges and mum and dad stood on the sidelines. For 25 years, Barclays has invested millions into community sports. Because there is no football without grassroots football. Search Barclays Football to find out more.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock, the Prime Minister says the UK must maintain a calm approach as British firms look set to be hit by Donald Trump's sweeping tariffs. Mr Trump has billed tomorrow as Liberation Day, with the UK expected to be among the countries hit with new levies. Number 10 says it will reserve the right to respond in a way that protects British industry. Speaking this morning, Sir Keir Starmer says talks are still ongoing.
We are, of course, negotiating an economic deal which will, I hope, deal and mitigate the tariffs. That's, I think, where most people would want this to land. Can't predict the future on that, but we're working hard on it. But I don't think a trade war is in our interest. But of course, the national interest is what I am guided by.
A series of essential household bills arising from today for millions of people across the UK. Costs including water, energy, broadband and road tax are going up, although the minimum wage is also increasing. Charities are warning the increases will stretch many past breaking point. A minute's silence has been held in Myanmar for the victims of last Friday's earthquake. Officials say more than 2,000 people have been killed in the disaster. The High Court is to hear challenges this morning over the imposition of VAT on private school fees. Families and faith schools are bringing legal action against the Treasury, which says the policy is needed to improve funding for state schools. And casting has been announced for four new films about the Beatles. Sir Paul McCartney will be played by Paul Mescal. Barry Keoghan will take on the role of